Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
I really want you to be encouraged here. I want to give you another $100. The guy started crying, and he was like, he said, you know, we love you. I just want you to know God loves you. So here, take another $100. Guy gave $300, a tip. Amen. I know that not only made his day, that made his week. Maybe his month. Just to attest to that, well, we were in Orlando when we did this. This guy tickled us because, you know, we do this from time to time. You know, we just love to kind of just leave a footprint, a fingerprint on somebody's life. You don't have to know them. You know what I mean? And we did this in Orlando one time, a young man. And after we tipped him real strong, you know, we made sure he could see it before we left. Before we left, he ran over to the door. He opened up the door. He was standing at the door with us. And thank you so much. And God bless you. Come back again. And you know. How many like doing stuff like that? Amen. The Bible says it's more blessed to give. Some of us need to really learn what it is to give. And how fulfilled we are or you get when you give. God will always see that you receive. But have you learned the secret of giving, of really giving, and how fulfilling that is? That's really important. Well, let's segue into. Let me give you, as we segue into this message tonight, the Greek word excellence is the word arete. I think I'm pronouncing it right. Arete. Now here's what it means. The word excellence, it means living up to one's full potential, effectiveness. When we walk in excellence, it means that we are living up to our full potential. Wow. I wonder, what would it be like, really, if all of us, including myself, we're really moving in our full potential. Nonstop. I mean, in everything. You know, I know since the fall, man's thinking capacity was reduced from 100 to about less than 10%. Einstein used about 10%. He was genius. But imagine what Adam had at 100%. But you know, even in our fallen state, if we could live up to our full potential, how healthy would we be? How innovative and creative would we be? You know, what is it that we wouldn't be able to accomplish? Well, let's continue on this journey in the pursuit of excellence. Because I believe that we find the fulfillment of potential on this pathway. You won't find it in mediocrity, in just wanting to be average. It has to start from within. You don't need somebody to give you a break. Your break comes from within. Once you start thinking properly, amen, as a man thinketh, so is he. Then that excellence starts to become magnetic. It starts to draw towards you what it is you need. See, you don't get in life what you want. You get what you are. And if your thinking is stinking, then everywhere you go is going to be stinking. Y'all hear me? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Everywhere you go is going to be messed up. Because it's how you're perceiving things, and how you're perceiving things draws things to you. It's like you could drop a little bit of, they call it, chum, but you could drop a little bit of blood out in the ocean, on the deep blue, and just wait a little while. Sharks be way miles away, but they'll sense that the moment it hits the water. For you know it, here they come. Dun, 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 dun. You know, sharks everywhere. Well, when you do good, when you start seeing the cup half full and not half empty all the time, it starts to change your internal workings. Listen, it'll affect your health. Hello, somebody. It'll affect your attitude. It will affect your relationships. It will affect everything about you and everything that you touch and come in contact with. Take a little time, but it'll start to affect it because it has a magnetic influence. You never get good by, you never can get right by doing wrong. And you never get good by doing bad. All right? So, living up to one's full potential, effectiveness. And that's what we want to be in life. We want to be effective. Amen? Amen. Okay, let's take a look now into excellence, the pioneer. And you have been following this series. If you've not been able to, I encourage you to, you know, get the CDs or the DVD where you can look at me. See me, you know. Somebody say, excellence is a pioneer. Excellence will take you somewhere you've never been before. And listen, you don't have to be brown nosed. You don't have to be, you know, trying to you know, name drop and know, you know, I was with someone, you know. You don't need all that. Just live excellence. Excellence will pioneer some stuff for you. You don't have to be trying to get in with the in crowd. Hello, they call it brown nosing. Why your nose brown? Huh? You know, all that stuff ain't necessary. Don't waste your energy on that. Just purpose to live a life of excellence. And watch what happens. God himself, because he's a God of excellence, is drawn to excellence. And tell somebody, can't nobody do you like Jesus. When Jesus comes, can't nobody do you like him. He's drawn to excellence. The Bible says his eyes go to and fro in all the earth. He's omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. He's everywhere all the time, and his eyes are always looking for somebody that's doing stuff with excellence, carrying a seed of excellence, because excellence is drawn to excellence. Amen? First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I think we touched this last time we were together, so I'm going to touch it again, and then we're going to move on. First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Isn't that interesting? Our eyes haven't seen, our ears haven't heard, neither has entered into our heart what God has prepared. In other words, God's got something real special for you. Now when we say that, that means that, I'll take it a little further. No matter how big you can think it is, it's bigger than that. No matter how wonderful or beautiful you think it is, it's more wonderful and more beautiful than that. Your eyes haven't perceived it. Your ears haven't heard it. It hadn't entered your heart what God has prepared. All right? So God himself is a pioneer. The spirit of excellence explores worlds never seen before or conquered. Are you following me here? The spirit of excellence. When you walk in excellence, it explores things. I think a good example of that is Daniel in the scriptures in chapter 6 of Daniel. You don't have to turn there. But the word says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. You read the history of Daniel. Daniel outlasted three kingdoms. And in every one of the kingdoms, he was promoted to high honor. As a matter of fact, King Nebuchadnezzar worshiped Daniel. He worshiped Daniel. That's why when he built that golden image and everybody had to bow when they heard the music, Daniel didn't have to bow. The Hebrew boys didn't bow and they were thrown into the furnace. But Daniel was there and he wasn't bowing. Rest assured, he wasn't bowing. But he couldn't touch him because the king had bowed to him. So see, but what is the key? The Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit. In him was an excellent spirit. Not perfect, but excellent. And when we have an excellent spirit, you're able to pioneer things. Word went on from Nebuchadnezzar to Darius, on to Cyrus about Daniel. And in every, up until his 90s, Daniel was highly esteemed, honored. Amen? Heaven honored Daniel because of his excellence. When he came across the prophecies and knew that the time was now, he started to pray and seek God. And as he did that, after 21 days, an angel came to him and said, Daniel, the first day you prayed, your words were heard, and I'm come for your words. In other words, all of heaven moved in behalf of someone in excellent spirit. To somebody, it's the same God today that Daniel served back then. I said last time, our walk with God is not merely an event. Our walk with God should be an adventure. See, life gets boring. Your environment gets boring because you become boring. Look at a child. You know, you go into some of these foreign nations, especially these African nations, and you see children running. First of all, they ain't got hardly got any clothes on. You know, underwear. Raggedy, you know, dirty. With a stick they got from a tree. Knocking a can around. But boy, they having a ball. They having a ball. They don't know anything different. Amen. But where does that wonder come from? It comes from within here. Amen. We tend to be so spoiled. Yeah, because we have so much at our disposal. People tend to abuse. This is the throwaway generation. You know, we do a lot of stuff in the gyms and stuff, and I've never seen so many young people leave sneakers and sweatshirts and sweatsuits and hats and phones and all kinds of stuff. Back in the day, we wouldn't leave nothing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.